Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chuck Scribner. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Oglovy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Glynn. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Anderson. And now, play ball. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglovy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglovy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oglovy. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Oglovy steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Glynn. Sheldon moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheldon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin takes first base on ball four. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baldwin. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Baldwin steals second. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey takes first base on ball four. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheldon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scribner moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aaron moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. One out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Humphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Verizer fields it and tags Aaron, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mitchell moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheldon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bevacqua moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bevacqua scores. Yount moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Scott moves to third. It's 6-0, Brewers. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Brewers. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Anderson, and towards Sheldon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ogilvie moves to third. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.